Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Are we back to that again? Am I really that way? Am I really picky about the chair that I sit in? Okay.
On the chair.
There it is. All right. Yeah, you weren't up. I don't know why. They didn't.
Oh, I pushed the button. Yeah. But I let you pick your chair.
Yeah, okay.
Because welcome I know you're funny about your chair, so that's why I just left it there.
Welcome to the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John and you from the Kia Studios as we get ready for this Thursday and a little football tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game between the Eagles and the Giants. Yeah, well, that's actually a pretty good game because one of those two teams, either the Eagles are going to lose three in a row or the Giants are going to be 1-5. Somebody's going to have a meltdown tomorrow.
Well, they're already melting down in Philadelphia. Because they're looking at it like, I mean, it's funny how you go from like celebrating, still in the throes of celebrating mm-hmm. a Super Bowl championship right. to like questioning the head coach's moves and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and I was reading a story with J.J. I was basically questioning why they got away from the running game before he got hurt in the last game that they were in. So, yeah, that's Philadelphia for you. I mean, it is what it is.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is in the NFL, to be totally honest. But it just stings a little bit more, I guess, in Philadelphia.
Well, that's how it is here now. I mean, last I checked, the Atlanta Falcons are the only team in the entire NFC to make the playoffs the last 2 years. And look at them, you know, five games in, everybody needs like rats off a ship, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's not over. It's still a lot of football left to be played, but it's one of those things, John, where – your eyes don't deceive you. I mean, and you know, people get tired of hearing the same old week in and week out. I get all of that. But when you're in it, and we've all been in adverse situations and things that haven't gone your way as quickly as you would want them to, and we all know that when it's like that, that's all you got to hang on to is your belief that it's going to get better in your faith. And in sports, people ain't trying to hear that because sports is their outlet. Sports mm-hmm. is their way to get away from their real life situation. So you ain't trying to hear all that. Hey, you know, we just need a little bit of time and, you know, you got to, you know, just work a little harder. You put that time in and you get the detail. Ain't nobody trying to hear all that.
No, I'm not trying to hear it either. Now when I have to buy six packs of Sprite for damn Daryl every other day, it seems like.
Well, you shouldn't let us push you into those bets that you know that aren't good.
Praise God.
Are you watching preseason basketball, dear?
I'm watching Lonzo Ball.
See, that's what I thought. I knew you were. God. Lonzo Ball, really?
No, it's not Lonzo. It's LeBron.
Oh, no.
LeBronzo. Ah, we got a name for the team now. LeBronzo. All right, I got it. Preseason basketball. Hawks won last night. Oh, speaking of that, we got State Farm. We're going to get the swanky danky tour of the new arena today after our show. That ought to be a lot of fun.
Is that today?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Somebody told me that was next week.
Dude, we talked about this on the conference call last
night. Last night, but I thought somebody said next week. Because I got stuck. You know what? I got stuck on suit jacket. That's what I got stuck on. So that's today, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
For some of us.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right, did y'all tell me what it looked like?
Take plenty of pictures.
Wait a minute, because I'm like, I thought, is it a dress code? I'm not going to pass the dress code. I don't think I'm going to pass. Okay.
We can't help you there, you.
Nobody wears my size. Yeah. Okay.
Borrow my. Well, I guess.
Yeah, because you was talking about wearing a jacket.
I threw it in my car, yeah.
All right, then, John. I mean, you did say I cannot be mad or anything because you did say last night that you were wearing a suit jacket.
They said that Sean said wear a suit jacket.
They said wear business casual. For me, this is business casual.
Well,
you Douglas, that's true. Casual.
It this is for me. This is business casual.
You look like Grover right now.
I dress like I'm dressed what I wear for work, and I'm in my work clothes. I am.
He is.
And I refuse. Like, this is a problem for me.
Well, that's not business casual. That's it's work not. Appropriate.
Right.
It's the same thing. In my world, it's the same thing.
It's hurricane material.
I'm about to get called in again.
That thing was so strong, and Godspeed to all the people down in that, heck, that son of a gun, Michael, not only did we get a lot of rain out of it, but it hit, like, you know, Thomasville and Bainbridge, Georgia, as like a Category 3 in southwest Georgia. I mean, man.
You know what was funny? I had friends of mine calling last night and say, hey, man, did y'all evacuate Georgia? And I was like, evacuate Georgia? Yeah. But when you hear about some of the damage that it did, you're like, wow, this was no joke. This was no joke. As a matter of fact, my home, where I'm at, my power's out. I had to get dressed in the dark. Like, I guess they tripped the breaker.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, I had my phone plugged up because you'd have definitely been here by yourself this morning.
Now, you're talking about the whole building or just your
place? Just I don't know if it's the whole build. Like, the lights are on outside. Oh, but okay. In my unit, mm-hmm. It's I guess they tripped the breaker.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's it was kind of weird because you get up in the morning, you're trying to turn the lights on, and my first thought was, boy, all the lights blew at the same time. I was thinking to myself, I got to change all these light bulbs. Then I was like, dummy, the breaker probably tripped.
Call Georgia Power.
No, it's probably the breaker. It's just probably the breaker. No, I paid the bill because
you're stuttering.
No, I did pay the bill.
The lights were on outside, but in my house they was off.
No, because like the stove was flashing, the stove and the clock were flashing. So that indicated to me that the power was on in certain areas. It's just that I guess the breaker was tripped. No, but I did I missed payments on my cable. I miss those payments all the time, religiously. Not the light bill, though. But I will be late on the cable bill because I keep forgetting to pay it. Because it comes at an odd month. It comes at an odd time during the month. It's like on the 18th or something. I guess because that's the time that I set it up. If it came at the first of the month, I would know. But I just, it's just the middle of the month. I don't forget all the time.
Well, I hope everybody down south is okay. And everybody, I was seeing the video of Pineapple Willie's getting torn apart. And a very famous place in Panama City right there on the beach with, sort of like there's a couple of them down there that are really famous, Pineapple Willie's in Panama and Floribama over there in Pensacola that are, kind of the local beach hangout, for lack of a better term. And Pineapple Willie's was taking the brunt of that storm. So hey, everybody down there, because I saw a lot of property damage, and I know that this morning a lot of people are, waking up to the realization that they've lost a lot. There was a lot of damage, man. That thing, and it's just so weird because, it's October for starters, which, I know they say, I love the meteorologists who say, well, it's still hurricane season, but is it really? I mean, you don't think of October as hurricane season. I mean, I guess it still is. It's just not something to think about.
Yeah, with all the climate change stuff, got everything all screwed up. It does seem kind of late for it to be hurricane season, but, man, it's here. It happened. And that's why it was kind of odd last night when people were telling me, hey, man, how you doing out there in Atlanta? I'm like, wait a minute, how we doing? And go outside, and it's like, it looks like it's just torrential rains all over the dang old place. So, yeah.
I had my mom texting me from Dallas. You guys okay? I'm going, yeah.
It's just weird when somebody asks you that. Yeah, you okay?
Yeah,
why wouldn't I be? We live in Georgia, not on the coast.
We were getting tornado warnings up even in Cobb last night.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, man, that thing out of nowhere. Normally I would be sitting here kind of crying in my beard. Did you see the Dow yesterday went down 832 points?
See, I don't look at that either.
Gee, man of mercy.
I try to keep.
The NASDAQ took a massive hit.
I'm that guy that keeps his head in the sand, especially when you talk about investments. Uh-huh. Like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Don't really try to too much worry about that. But I mean, yeah, it's certain times when you look at it and you're like, oh my goodness. I mean, you really looked at it. I looked at it when I retired and looked at how much money, because that was during the time when the stock market crashed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like in 2008.
Oh,
But you know what I did in 2008?
What'd you do?
I loaded up. I went to like 15%. I mean, both me and the real estate maven, I said, buy. And we bought like crazy. And then so when it rebounded,
you were good.
Yeah, we were good. And
see, that's the thing. You got to wait for the rebound. But when it ain't rebounding, and you know how when people say, oh, it's just paper losses. No, those are real losses.
Those figures matter, you know. Yeah. I mean, because want to. That's the big thing. If it, and hopefully it never does, because people say, oh, well, the Dow's at 25,000. It could go back to, 18 or so where it was, a year ago or something like that, 2 years ago. Well, it could, but it could also go to 35. It could also go to 50. All right. All I know is that when I first bought into the stock market, all right, very first time I bought it, the Dow was at 3,106. And I had somebody say, it will never get to 5,000. I was told that.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful because it's never going to get to 5,000. It's at 25,000. So, I mean, that's the thing about it. But yesterday, nonetheless. So, whatever you do, don't look at your 401k today. Because there'll probably be another down day because, that's the way these things work. Because they're raising rates on T-bills and all that kind of stupid stuff. But anyway, let's get right into it and talk a little bit about what's going on today in terms of sports. We do have NFL football tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 8 o'clock pregame with the Eagles and Giants. 8:30 kickoff from MetLife Stadium in New York in the division that nobody wants to win, the NFC East. That's tonight. Also talking about the Atlanta Hawks last night as they put on a show against San Antonio and finally wrapping up the preseason where Trae Young and the Hawks won at McCamish over San Antonio, and Young had a big game. And so a little bit of excitement around the Hawks, tempered by our own Steve Holman, who was – how many times did Steve Holman say in the meeting the other day? Probably at least three. Look, we may not win as many games this year.
Well, listen, the whole thing with the Hawks this year is that they're being transparent, and there's no need to lie to the fan base that's as knowledgeable about basketball as this fan base is. There's no need to lie about that because, you sit there and you talk about, hey, guys, we're going to do – yeah. Like, the fans are going to look at you, and they're probably going to feel disrespected that you looked at them straight in the face and said that, hey, everything's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is what it is. The emphasize that this is a young team, and you have three potential draft picks next year that you're going to get, and you're going to build from there. So it's like a stripped-down version of it, and they're just going to go out there, man, and they're going to be fun, they're going to play hard, and they're going to grow. Kind of like what they did in Philadelphia. Remember, the mantra in Philadelphia for a long time was trust the process. That's all you ever heard anybody say, so much so that you got tired of hearing people say it.
Right.
Until you saw what happened last year and when it started to turn around with that young team. And so that's still a work in progress, but that's basically what you're doing here in Atlanta is trying to do what they did in Philadelphia, is build a contender.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the Braves. If you're just transparent with fans and say, this is where you're at, and that's the great thing if you happen to be a fan, if you're a Hawks fan or if you're a Braves fan, it's pretty easy to jump on the bandwagon when the team is good. But if you're there, what was the old line from Ted Turner? I was cable before cable was cool. This is way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Hawks before the Hawks are cool, it makes you feel better that you went through the tough time to get to the cool time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a tough one, though.
Arthur, you don't think so? No, you rolled your eyes.
It was painful as hell, John. I went through that.
Yeah,
but
I know.
But you're right. It
winning sweeter, doesn't it?
It does. When we finally went on that stretch of playoff runs under Mike Woodson, it was worthwhile. But, boy, it's a tough
spot to get past.
Right, and this is why it's tough right now to be a Falcons fan. But if they do turn it around this year or come back strong next year, and you never know, right? That'll make next year all the sweeter, or maybe even later this year. When we get back, if you missed our interview with head coach Dan Quinn ahead of the Tampa game, we're going to replay it for you next. Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we welcome in now on the WadeFord.com hotline the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn. Morning to you, Coach.
Coach!
Hey, good morning, Hugh. Good morning, John. Good to be on with you as always. Wednesday, this is how we kick it off, man.
So, Coach, what's the overall psyche of the team right now? How is everybody feeling?
I would say, number one, everybody's determined to, all in, chips in, right into the middle to go battle for it. So that's what I feel from them. There was definitely, frustration, but at the same time, like determination to say, it's not where we expected to be, but it's also not, where we expect to stay. So we got work cut out for us, but man, you throw it all into the week and the preparation and the mindset. And, you know, we're pumped to be back at home with the fans.
Yeah, Coach. Yeah, joining John and Hume.
Coach, tackling reared his ugly head again this weekend. What are some of the things that you can start with in practice today that can help improve the tackling?
Yeah, for sure it did. And it's not unit-wide, which, you know, makes me feel better to know that there was definitely, you know, not where it's, you know, every person or that. So what do? You make the adjustments to say, you know, from technique work, pre-practice, post-practice, part of individual, and then from, you know, personnel side of things, make sure that we're holding one another accountable to get the job done. So I would say there's a few of the guys that we're definitely going to spend some extra time in that neighborhood to make sure that that doesn't happen, because for us, Hugh, it was you know, a matter of technique to not do it exactly right, and it can't be some of the time. You know, when it's tackling, you know this, it's got to be all the time. This is how we do it, and this is how you go about it. So we got work to do, and those players that have extra time to spend on it will certainly do that.
Falcons and Tampa Bay in a key game for the division, 1 o'clock Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We're talking with head coach Dan Quinn on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I don't usually like, Coach, having to bring up kind of the injury report, the team health report this high up in the interview, but it is certainly front and center for us. Can you update us on the status of Grady Jarrett for this week?
Sure. He's definitely improving. I think we'll have a better assessment as we get into tomorrow. So today he's still, you know, doing part of the rehab and doing some drill work to see where he could progress to. The guy is putting it in unbelievable to try and get right, but I don't have a good assessment until maybe even, you know, Thursday or Friday. So as it goes today, you know, he's going to work some on the side and doing some individual, but no team reps. And then as we get into the, you know, later part of the week, I'll have a better assessment. But we're definitely not ruling him out based on the work that he's putting in.
Could you also, I know we know the story about what happened with Matt Ryan in terms of the x-rays. Could you update us on the quarterback, on Derek Shelby, and any other players that might be
a question this week? On a good news front, you know, so went through yesterday. And so from the defensive side, same group coming back right through it, and that's the first time this year. So no workouts on a Tuesday afternoon to, you know, add to the group. So that part, I thought, that's encouraging. Good news, all right, Justin Bethel from, you know, the special team side, he looks good. I thought he's really put the work in, so we're hopeful we have him back. He'll get into practice today. Derek Shelby will be part of the individual, almost the same plan last week, and we'll see if we can make a jump with him. But those two are close, and Matt's good to go. And ready to attack the week like he always does. But, yeah, so from an injury standpoint, no setbacks from the game. And so as unusual as that may sound, that's a big deal and, you know, something that we're excited about.
You know, Coach, I know just as well as you do that you always take something positive from a game, even in defeat. What are some of the positives that you took from last week's game?
I'd say, like, individually, I thought two guys that really stood out to me on the offensive side. I thought Austin Hooper, you know, from catches and awareness to, you know, where they are in zone and working back with him and Matt. And that's probably a sense of some of that work that they put in together during the offseason, Hugh, time and time again. So it was good to see him have the success that he did in the passing game. I thought, you know, from a blocking standpoint, it was one of his better as well. And then on the defensive side, I was you know, really encouraged by Trufant. So I'm right at the line of scrimmage, challenging, playing aggressive, and I thought those two who we need to play well did, and, you know, we certainly count on them in different ways, but I thought those two, you know, jumped out to me.
Talking with head coach Dan Quinn, you and I were chopping this up a little bit this week. Are we as fans, and I'll speak for me because, you know, me being the fan coach, are we fans, are we expecting too much too fast from some of these younger players who have had to step into new positions or have it, you know, assume major roles this fast?
100% not expecting too much. So I 100% that you and the fans all have high standards for us because the team does too. So 100% not. It's part of the game, and they're growing as it's, you know, as they're on the job, but by no means are, you know, the standards changed or anything like that. So not only do I say not are you expecting too much, I love the fact that you have high standards for us and for our team because they do too. And we're going to keep those standards incredibly high in all facets of our game. And I think that fires me up to know that you and the fan base have the same ones. So not one bit do I think you're expecting too much.
You know, Coach, from my armchair quarterback in position, it seems to me that on the defensive side. Well, I'm armchair quarterback. Well, armchair pass. There you go, Coach, armchair pass rusher. From my standpoint, it looks like defensively there's a little bit of, some mishaps in the communication department on the defensive side of the ball. What are some of the things you can do in practice during the week to try to help speed up that communication and letting everybody get comfortable with one another?
And in the game against Cincinnati, there definitely was you. And, in fact, it cost us two touchdowns on that miscommunication. In this past game, it was definitely better. And so what do we do, man? We go to every length to find it for practice, for meetings. The players, on their own meetings before, the guys get in, get here early, stay late, where they're making the calls amongst one another. So that's where we go with it. And it was significantly better in the Pittsburgh game, although the results may not show that from the field. In terms of the communication piece, it was significantly better, and I expect it to get significantly better again this week. So those are something that you can't overemphasize and you can't work on enough, and it was definitely better from last week, 2 weeks ago to the Pittsburgh week.
We're talking with head coach Dan Quinn about the Tampa Bay game. All right, to the Tampa offense, Jameis Winston, all reports are he will be the starter again on Sunday. He's had quite a bit of success, we know, over the years against the Falcons. Now, how do you prepare for Coach Jameis, and do you have to kind of prepare kind of for Jameis and the possibility of both?
Well, I think you prepare for the offense first. And, I say, from defending a quarterback, sometimes when guys can extend plays, that makes a difference. And so you really, and Hugh can relate to this as a defensive lineman or really anybody on the defense, when the quarterback then breaks contain and gets outside the pocket, the second play just began. So there's the first play, it's drop back, it's play action in a pass game. Then throw either happens, but if it doesn't, and then, the scrambling takes place, the offense has certain, techniques they do for scramble rules. The defense has plaster ones, to match the player in their zone or stay on man-to-man. And so, in my opinion, that's where the second play begins. I know it's just one play, but that's how you have to look at it. So, that's how you look at it for a guy who's got the ability to create. And I certainly think Jameis has that. I think he's a hell of a competitor. And we're looking forward to the matchup.
Let's look at the defensive side of the ball. What have you seen from the Bucs with the additions of Vinnie Curry and JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul?
Yeah, they're new to Tampa, but not new to the league. And so you see the length and the speed of these two guys in get-off. And as pass rushers, that's the thing that you look for first. Can they beat somebody to the punch? And both of the players who have real length, they can work a long arm, they've got a chop, they can go speed to power. So that I've been impressed, by what I've seen. And then when you add, those two with Gerald, you can see that they really have an active front inside and outside. So, we'll have our hands full, but that's what I've seen from those two, speed and length. For those guys, they've got good size, being out on the edge. And then when you add the combination of McCoy with it, that's where I think they've got a nice combination of guys on the defensive line.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn. And now we all know that a win is important, obviously, 2-1 in the division, steps the losing skid, all of that kind of stuff. But is it more important right now just for the psyche of the team than it is from the standpoint of the division or the race or anything else?
Everything in, for the week and for the game. And so you've heard me say this before, and you can as a competitor, when you're playing, man, like the only fight that matters is the one you're in. And so you can't look down the line, like all we're throwing on is like this game, this moment, this week, this preparation. So that's where we go. And I get the question, it seems like such an obvious answer. And so, yeah, like we throw everything we can into the week to get ready. But that's really our approach, to do that. Division is fun because they know us, we know them, and all the fun that goes with that. So it's kind of and the chance to play at home. Like those are all things that light us up.
Well, Coach, we're certainly looking forward to Sunday, and we stand strong and see what we can do against Tampa and against Jameis Winston or Ryan Fitzpatrick or whoever they want to throw out at you, because this is a division game, a lot on the line this early in the year. So go get them.
You got that right. We can't wait to, and so. Whatever way, they want to put out or have, the guys will be ready to rock and battle for it. and I know our fans are too. So I always enjoy being on with you guys, and you know, we'll talk again next week.
All right, yeah. Sounds great.
Have a good one, Coach.
Hey, Coach Dan Quinn joining us this morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah, that, of course, was from midday yesterday on our show, our midday being our 7:45 hour, which Dan Quinn's on every Wednesday at 7:45. But you can join us at the 6th Annual Halloween, you get it, Halloween, Hot Air Balloon Festival at Kennesaw State. It's a costume party. There's hot air balloons, trick-or-treating, much more. It's Friday the 19th and Saturday the 20th. And more information is at 929thegame.com. When we get back, going to wander into the Wendy Zone this morning on this Thursday on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, I know yesterday on our Twitter page at 92.9 The Game, we were asking who you want to win the World Series since the Braves were out of it. I believe it was no question that it was the Astros and then Brewers, Dodgers, and then Red Sox, if I remember our poll correctly. But I did mine based on food and who is going to advance to the World Series. And It was no contest yesterday that it was going to be the Milwaukee Brewers with their Buffalo Chicken Kettle Chips that are advancing to the World Series. I'm sorry to our resident Dodger fan. According to the food, the Dodger dog only received 26% of the vote. 74% picked the Brewers.
Because Dodger dogs are no good, but that's okay.
I've never had one, so I can't.
They are bland, footlong hot dogs. There you go.
Well, to each their own, I'm sure.
Yeah, to some people.
I think AT, you liked the Dodger dog, right?
Yeah, John's a hater right now. He's hating on everything and everybody.
Well, see, I haven't had them yet. So today, since we know the Brewers are advancing, at least in the food part of it, the ALC matchup goes like this. You have the Astros loaded barbecue funnel cake, which is a lot, but it looks amazing. I would definitely eat it. Pulled pork, chopped beef, smoked sausage, citrus kale, black bean slaw, and barbecue sauce all on top of a deep-fried funnel cake. Or you can choose the Red Sox lobster roll, which is just classic New England style, served on a warm buttered roll with celery and herbed mayo. So you can choose either the lobster roll or the loaded barbecue funnel cake to see who advances.
I have never had a lobster roll.
Huh?
They're delightful.
I know. I was just talking about it with my the real estate maven, saying, you know, I came up last week. We were talking about, you know, we talk about going up to, you know, the Northeast on a trip, and I said, you know, one of the things I always want is lobster roll. She goes, you never
have one.
What
is a lobster roll?
No.
Wendy, can you describe a lobster roll once again?
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of like I don't know. It's just kind of a mixture. Well, this is the description, but you would have to kind of see what it is. It's
I'm
just
about
like,
to Google it. A lobster roll.
It's lobster sort of mixed with celery and this herb mayo, and then you put it on this nice
buttered
roll.
Ever had crab
roll.
Salad? It's lobster salad on a bun.
Pretty much.
So basically a lobster sandwich.
But
pretty much.
It's a lobster sandwich, but it
depends. Don't sound
on,
good.
No, it depends where you get
really
it from.
Good. Like a fish sandwich? It's
you can,
like a fish
you
sandwich,
can have
but it's
bad lobster rolls, though. Those do exist. So it really depends on where you get it from and what kind of mixture.
Only
they
fish
use.
I want on a sandwich meal, is a catfish sandwich with the bread at the bottom that helps soak up the grease.
You're a catfish person?
No, cod.
Yeah, catfish. Like I don't know why Daryl and AT are looking at me like they're surprised that I like catfish.
I'm not surprised.
Well, catfish is a very harsh fish, Hugh.
Catfish is the best. See you ain't used to eating catfish.
I like
plates
catfish.
Oh, yes, I am.
The late night establishment.
My dad goes to the buffet to get catfish.
No, I'm talking about it. Like when you go to them late night establishments
well,
and get the catfish with the fries, the fish, the fried fish and the fries, where the bread is at the bottom to help soap up some of that grease. Now, technically, you don't have to eat the bread, but when you put the hot sauce on it, it just adds just that amount of flavor that makes it just special. That place, tasty. Catfish sandwich. Lobster roll, no, not at all. That just sounds too swanky.
Okay. Well, they're delicious depending on where you get them from. So already the voting is close. It's 53% of people are saying the lobster roll right now over that loaded funnel cake. So you can go and vote at 929 The Game. I know a lot of people without power. There's 300,000 people without power in Georgia due to Hurricane Michael. But I don't know if you guys seen the satellite images of the hurricane sort of making landfall. But if you go and look, and I'll retweet it at 929 The Game, it looks like there's a skull in the center of some of these satellite images, and it's pretty freaky. Just wanted to point that out this morning. I know a lot of people just be careful on your way to work. There's some down trees and limbs, but the satellite images are interesting of Hurricane Michael. Well, Little Caesars Arena opened a little over a year ago. It's the downtown venue that hosts the Detroit Pistons and the Detroit Red Wings. And after all the hoping and wishing, the dream of having all of the four cities' professional sports team in this snazzy new venue with a few miles of each other have been realized, because no one is going to the game, and both of the games with the Red Wings and the Pistons have both featured sparse crowds, which look even worse on television. So what is the venue doing to fix this or bringing in people? Well, they're changing the seats, so the empty red seats will now become black seats so people don't notice that there is no one attending either Pistons games or Red Wings games. So during the season, they will be swapping. When either team is not playing, they're going to be swapping the red seats for black seats to make it look less empty.
Which you never would have thought with the Red Wings. I mean, the Pistons is kind of between Cobo Hall, and then they went out to the Palace and Auburn Hills.
When did the Red Wings fall off?
Yeah, well, because they weren't no good last year. And see, here's the problem with the NHL. I know the Red Wings, you would think, saw it every single time.
This just happened, though, because, like, what? Didn't they just win the Stanley Cup? Was it 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, well, you know, they've been good in recent times. They just, last year, they were no good.
So people just all of a sudden stopped going.
See, here's the problem with the NHL.
Yeah, 2008 was their last Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it's been 10 years. But that's not the point. The point is that the NHL has the highest ticket prices of any sport. I mean, just to go, you know, like if you're 20 rows up or 25 rows up, you're spending $100 to $110 to go for a ticket to go to an NHL game. They are the highest priced tickets in all of sports. And so because they don't have the big TV money, they charge a lot for tickets because their fan base is loyal. You know, I mean, they're hockey fans.
So they're going to pay it regardless.
Right, they're going to pay it up until the point you stink and they quit paying it.
So Little Caesar Arena has 18,600 seats. It's going to be converted, like I said, to black from red. It's apparently going to take months, and it's going to cost taxpayers money, too, to switch out those seats.
Wait a minute. The taxpayers are going to have to pay for this?
Yep.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
According to the story that I have, correct.
That's ridiculous.
Well, if you have a great family tradition, and I know it's only October, of sort of piling in your car to go pick out that Christmas tree together, well, you can scrap all that because Amazon is giving you a new way to get a Christmas tree this year. They announced they are selling live Christmas trees this year. So if you order one, they'll send you a 7-foot tree that was chopped down less than 10 days from ordering. It's going to set you back $115, which is probably more than you're used to paying for a tree, but definitely more convenient. And if you are a Prime member, the shipping is free on your Christmas tree.
That's not bad, though, but $115.
Have it delivered.
I think trees cost a little bit more than that.
You can get a decent tree for about 70 or 80, I think.
Is that what it is? I can't remember. I bought a tree a couple years ago.
A decent one. I have a small one. Yeah.
Big tree.
Yeah, well,
But for them to deliver it, it don't matter because you still got to have somebody to get the tree out your house. Do they come with the stand and everything? I'm assuming that the stand and stuff comes with it. Yeah, yeah.
Or it's an extra, like maybe $10.
That's never going to fly with the real estate maven because she wants to walk around the tree, pick the one. You know what I mean? She'll go through 500 trees to pick that one tree that she wants. You know what I'm saying?
If you're given a 7-foot tree that was chopped down 10 days ago, I'm assuming it would be a nice one.
Well, but it can't have holes in the wrong places. You have to understand.
Oh, I don't understand. I have a fake tree. I don't got time.
I don't put up a tree.
And I don't want to spend $80 on a tree.
I don't do the whole tree thing. I don't even wrap gifts.
You got to water that.
Why does that not surprise?
Hey, I don't even wrap gifts. Okay.
Well, you're giving people those flatulent pants, so.
The shreddies. Yeah, give them some flatulence draws.
We are not going there today. We are not.
I'm just saying.
Hey, don't panic, all right? There's no panic in the Falcons right now in their locker room, so don't you panic either. Why the Falcons say there's no panic next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.